Anyhow, this is Click Here on CHUO-FM. It's 519. Pearl Peary and Sneha Madhavan-Reese are Ottawa-based poets. This evening, they're going to be reading at Raw Sugar Cafe, and right now they join me in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Okay, Pearl, your new chapbook, whose name I don't dare actually pronounce, I'm going to have to ask you to pronounce it, but it was a project that I guess started, you were basically adding one line at a time. Tell me exactly what you were doing. First of all, maybe give us a name of the chapbook and what you were trying to do.
It's called Vertigo Heal for the Dilly, and Vertigo Heal is a homeopathic medicine for vertigo.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's where the name came from. And the idea is that it started out was to do a life poem, but it'd be completely made leaps so that the things don't build into a narrative in a story sense, but each sentence is its own non sequitur.
Yeah, and you start off with a lot of sentences, did you not?
Well, the project originally was a full book length, and then I cut it back and cut it back until it was chapbook length.
And you settled on a form of couplets or ghazals, actually. Tell me about the form.
It started out as sort of a bastardized ghazal where each couplet sort of stays together and then leaps from couplet to couplet, but I didn't stick to the form itself as well. Some of them became quatrains or the line got broken up, so even that sort of eroded.
Well, listen, maybe you could share this work and set it up for us.
Sure. So the chapbook overall is basically a long poem, but it all has segments. Here's a part way in. If I could walk you through a PowerPoint of the prioritized list of my life, vinegar in your split lip. I used to be able to talk simply, but for poets, single entendre is a second language. An army ant going around the glass rim, your nipple, we have to get up. The half orange, muscled empty, a finger along its pulp pulls more juice. Like a blue moon, I've an irresistible pull for minutes, even every 2 or 3 years. Come on, splendid knee, tender as rain, the sky is being remade into lake. A word like abundant, starting with X, is the word you mean exist? Come this way, as if surfacing from a free dive, inhale me, I am the whole air, you're an air hole in drowning, in owning. Check the weather forecast. You know what I mean. What do you do when you do a playful, rapid knockety knockety knock? Anyone there? Off the top of my head, we get no closer. You talk from two rooms away. I'm an imaginary friend. My hip at your hip would be extraneous. I am extra. You aim to calm me. To calm me is to clam, to silence, and I am not obedient, complicit in my own silencing. The internet, a surrogate solitude. Yes, I'm blocking you and you and you. Why are you telling me any of this? Feel that energy? The surface over it, that could be anything. Your marvelousness, clear as church glass song. It is us you freckle, not yourself. What makes a day cohere enough? Or a ghazal, or a person. What made you kind enough to listen? The main thing you need to understand is that you are needed. You are the completing of this.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. How do you decide what goes in and what doesn't go in, especially when you're working with so much work that is really based on non sequiturs? How do you decide, you know, which are the non sequiturs that are working?
Well, I have test readers. That helps somewhat. When I look at some of them, they're too dense for anyone else to get, and I need to unpack them, and then they become a lyric poem or a longer poem, or they fit some other form. They become a senru or something else. So some broke off in that way.
All right. Sneha, you are like a storytelling in your work, and I'm wondering what kind of stories you like to tell through poetry.
Well, all of my poems really have so far been stories from my life. I came to writing because I wanted to write stories from my childhood, stories about my parents. And I've since been writing about my kids, just experiences that I've had.
Why poetry as the form? Because, I mean, often for storytelling, people would use prose.
Sure. Poetry really appeals to me because of its sort of its conciseness and telling the story without giving everything away. I think that really appeals to me.
Well, listen, maybe you could share some stuff with us as well.
Sure. I have two poems here.
Okay.
First one is, When I Was a Child. The sun was already high in the sky when I met my grandmother. My father held me by the hand and told me to sit on her lap. Her face was darker than any I'd seen, her body all wrinkles and bone. Tropical dust clung to my skin, to my lips and fingers and legs in the wearying heat. You sit on her lap, I told him. She is your mother. Home again, news traveled far before we learned that she had died. My mother told me to give Dad a hug. I met his eyes where he stood, just back from work, suit jacket over his arm. I had his features, his silence. He had my eyes in his face. Suddenly, I felt strange confusion, a strange shame, and something like a wish. I could not move to go to him, though I wanted to. This next poem is called Running Blind. On the night we met, you told me to put my hand inside your elbow, and we set off down the sidewalk, my senses heightened for obstacles everywhere, the curb to the right, the signs and telephone poles to the left, and coming directly towards us, pedestrians unaware that you wouldn't shift your course. Even though the light was green, I sensed your pause as we began to cross the street. You could tell by the pavement that the street was near, and so I told you in advance the colors of traffic lights and positions of people and cars and potholes and puddles. I told you how the moon was full and about the rabbit who crossed our path. I tried to tell you everything that delighted me, like how light the sky was that late in the evening, and you agreed it was a beautiful night. Though for you, it was as dark as it always was. As for me, I was suddenly aware of the poorness of my words as I tried to describe the blueness of the sky at that hour and the way the few stars flickered, the ones I could barely see.
All right. Thanks for reading that for us. You are an engineer by training. You say that you don't see poetry and engineering as different worlds. I was wondering, what is the common ground for you?
They're both about figuring things out, I guess, looking at the world and seeing how things work. And for me, engineering and poetry both do that.
Do you set up, problems for you to solve in your poetry? Like the way some people have, write constraint-based poetry?
Not too much, although... I think I'm starting to do that a little bit more so far, though I haven't really been doing that. I've just been writing, where my interest takes me.
Pearl, you've got a book of sonnets coming out, or you're working on a book of sonnets. I'm wondering if the same, if you're one of these people who likes to take on different forms and try them out.
I do like forms and constraints, yeah. And then this one is more than just sonnets. It's mapping somebody else's book of sonnets so that I'm replying to each one of them, and there's 108 of them, and then there's some lyric poems that he's made as well. So it's going to be big, but I'm only about maybe half or a third way through.
It sounds like a very ambitious project.
Yeah.
And Sneha, you have a book coming out, is it in 2016?
2016, yes. It's called Observing the Moon, and it's coming out with Hagios Press.
I'm surprised that they plan that far in advance.
Yeah, yeah. I think 2 years is about the average.
Wow, yeah. So, are the poems written for that? Or?
The poems are written. There's some editing to do, a lot of editing to do, actually. But, for the most part, all the work is there.
It's interesting because I imagine by the time it comes out, you will be writing, you'll be working on a whole new set of...
Yeah. In fact, I already have some new things, so...
Yeah, it's a I see you nodding, Pearl.
Yeah. Well, my next book was accepted last year to come out next year, so it was about 2 years.
That's quite a time lag then.
Yeah.
Been talking to Pearl Peary and Sneha Madhavan-Reese. They, along with Kevin Spence, will be reading at Raw Sugar Cafe, 692 Somerset West, this evening at 7:30. Thanks to both of you for dropping by.
Thanks, Mitchell.